Well, hello there. This is Henry from Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. How you doing? I have an idea, and that's always a dangerous thing. This is music from the 40s to the 90s, but this week we're only playing music from the 1950s.
I have a funny feeling about this.
Oh, it should be okay, Caroline. Except Skeeter Davis thought, well, it was the end of the world.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore?
Does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Was huge in the 1960s, Skeeter Davis and The End of the World. She had other hits, if you're old enough to remember, as I am. Well, I was only a kid in the 60s. In fact, that song, The End of the World, was 1962, the year I was born. She also had hits He'll Have to Stay, I Can't Stay Mad at You, and A Dear John Letter. Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music only from the 50s this week, and this is a great song. Come softly to me.
Dum 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 softly, darling, come to me, stay. You're my obsession forever and a day. Ooh.
I want you to know, I love you so. Please hold me so tight, all through the night.
Speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always, always.
I've waited so long for your kisses and your love. From above,
softly, darling. Come softly, darling.
I need you so much.
From the very tranquil 1950s, or was it tranquil? That's the Fleetwoods and Come Softly to Me here on Bondi Tunes International. This is the Plus Show, concentrating only on the 1950s. And you know, interesting things happened in the 1950s. The Korean War, which was surprisingly a short war, it was 1950 to 1953. Elizabeth II became Queen of the United Kingdom in 1952. And who remembers Rosa Parks? She refused to move, and the Montgomery bus boycott was put into history. That was between 1955 and 1956. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks got onto a bus after work and sat on a seat in the front row of the back seats, identified as coloured seats. Bus passengers in Montgomery were segregated by race, of course. Later in the journey, the bus got busier, and the reserved white seats became full. As a result, when James F. Blake, the bus driver, gosh, he became famous for all the wrong reasons, noticed that white passengers were standing, he went to the sign that marked the coloured section and moved it to a row behind Rosa Parks, where she was sitting. The bus driver demanded that Parks and other black passengers give up their seats for the white passengers, while the other passengers followed the bus driver's demand. Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat in defiance of the racist rule that was in place. The bus driver contacted the police, and Parks was arrested and charged with violating Chapter 6, Section 11 of the Segregation Law of the Montgomery City Code. Can you believe that happened so recently? It's not that long ago. It was the 1950s, and this was a big hit for Johnny Burnett.
A dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Oh, what a girl! Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touching my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart would pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Of course, Ringo Starr made that a hit much more recently, but that's from the 1950s. Johnny Burnett, You're 16. And I don't know what the obsession is with 16-year-old girls with singers and songs in the past. I mean, you had I'm 16 by Dolly Parton, 16 by Ellie Goulding, and Andrea Carroll sung It Hurts to Be 16, 16 by Thomas Rhett. The list just goes on. And more recently, never mind the past, you've got Mary's song, Oh My, 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 by Taylor Swift. Who's Taylor Swift? Sorry, I know who Taylor Swift is. I just don't know any of her songs. Send me to jail. And if you have just joined us, this is Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s, but we're not. We're only playing music from the 1950s in this particular hour. And these are the Shirelles. And Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? I sincerely hope you will.
Music from the 40s to the 90s. What's not to like about that?
Tonight you're mine.
Music from the 1950s, the Shirelles, and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? As I was saying earlier on, a lot of weird stuff was going on in the 1950s, despite the fact that the Second World War had just ended. And, you know, particularly Americans just bought these houses in the suburbs outside cities like New York became the thing, and they had their white picket fences, of course. A number of things happened in the 1950s that are still happening today. One is the Suez Crisis in 1956. Now, we all know about the Suez Canal. It's a major freight route. And only recently, you know, only in December, a container ship collided with a floating bridge in the eastern lane of the Suez Canal. And that was on Wednesday, December 15th. 2023. But the passage of ships through the waterway was not interrupted. The Suez Canal Authority said, that's wrong, it was. Anyway, we're not a news show. Here's Elvis Presley. He was huge. In fact, he only became huge in 1956. Did you know that? Are you lonely tonight?
Are you lonesome? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me?
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Well, I kind of lied when I said Elvis Presley only made it in 1956, but in a sense he did. That was Are You Lonesome Tonight? Really, it was 1954 that got him, I guess, exposed. And, you know, that was the cover of Arthur Quillip's That's All Right. It was a regional hit, not an international hit, selling 20,000 records and reaching number four in the Memphis charts. There you go. But iTunes Plus, playing music from the 1940s to the 1990s, but this week we're just doing the 1950s. And The Letterman, When I Fall in Love.
Or I'll never give.
This is Henry for Bondi Tunes International. You're listening to our weekly Plus show. But hey, we also have a show called Love is on the Air, where I play love songs from 5 decades in 1 hour. It airs on this station. So check the schedule for Bondi Tunes Love is on the Air. Oh, my date has arrived. I'll see you soon.
Love is on.
Capris, and there's a moon out tonight. There's many moons out here in Australia because it's summer. Although we've had torrential rain for most of December 2023, so I don't know what's going on. Oh, climate change, I forgot. Anyway, you're listening to Bondi Tunes, the Bondi Tunes radio network in Australia, broadcasting from this continent around the world. I'm Henry, and this is Bondi Tunes Plus, this week concentrating on the 1950s. And I'm also going to concentrate for a second on the 1950s in Australia. You've got to remember, we didn't have the internet. Australia was so far away. It took, you know, my girlfriend was just telling me, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, you would spend 8 months on a boat to get to Australia. And then, of course, there was the 10-pound pommies. That's British people, and including Irish people, actually, who would come over for 10 pounds because they wanted to fill Australia with white people. Yep, that happened. Anyway, in Australia, after decades of suffering through the Great Depression and World War II, the 1950s were prosperous for Australians, vibrant years for Australians indeed. Employment was high and people were encouraged to spend their money freely. Technology advanced rapidly after the war and soon transformed the lives of many Australians. Televisions provided a link to the rest of the world, and cars gave people a new mobility that would change the nation's patterns of leisure and living. In 1956, Melbourne hosted the Olympic Games. Remember that? Well, I don't. I'm not old enough. This fostered a great sense of national pride and cast the international spotlight onto Australia like never before. And in the charts was Ron Donner and You Don't Know What You've Got.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah. don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. I never knew how lonely loneliness could be. And now I need you, dear, as you once needed me.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So now if you come to this lonely heart you own, I'd give you all my loving like you've never known. You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was never a big fan of 1950s music, to be quite honest with you, but I'm finding music that I actually loved from the 50s. So, you know, you learn as you go. And I incorrectly called that last singer Ron Donner. Shows how much I knew about the 1950s music, and I'm learning as I'm going. His name is Ral Donner, and you don't know what you've got. We love the 1950s, Caroline, don't we?
I'll drink to that.
Well, it's 20 past 12 in the afternoon. I think it's a bit early, Caroline. 1950s. Look, here's the thing. Did you get a polio vaccine as a child? I did. I was born in 62. And it's interesting because it was actually, the polio vaccine was actually created in the 1950s. This was called an IPV developed by Dr. Jonas Salk and first used in 1955. A live attenuated, as in weakened, oral polio vaccine, OPV, was developed by Dr. Albert Sabin and first used in 1961. Interestingly, the History Channel says in the 1950s, the poliovirus terrified American families. Hello, History Channel. It terrified all families around the world. Parents tried social distancing. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Ineffectively and out of fear. Polio was not part of the life they had signed up for. In the otherwise comfortable World War II era, really? Was World War II comfortable, History Channel? The spread of polio showed that middle-class families could not build worlds entirely in their control. Not altogether a bad thing, I would say. Bobby V was huge in the 1950s, and run to him.
If you found another guy who satisfies you more than I do, run to him. I'll step aside. If you think his lips can kiss you better than my lips can kiss you, run to him. Forget my pride. If someone else's arms can hold you better than my arms can hold you, go to him and show to him all your devotion. If somebody else can make you happier than I can make you, run to him. My tears will dry. If someone else's arms can hold you better than my arms can hold you, go to him and show to him all your devotion. If somebody else can make you happier than I can make you, run to him. My tears will dry. If it's me you want to love you, I'll be more than glad to love you. Love you till your life is done.
But darling, if I'm not the one, then run to him.
Bobby V, of course, huge in the 1950s, and Run to Him. If you have just joined us, I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International, and we're doing plus music from the 40s to the 90s, except this week we're just doing the 1950s. Welcome to the show. It's half past the hour, as the 70s DJ once said. Back in the 60s, you may remember the Paris Sisters, but they actually started in the 1950s with I Love How You Love Me.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me.
I love how you sing. That's the Paris Sisters and I Love How You Love Me on Bondi Tunes International, playing music only from the 1950s. Are you a fan of Peanuts? Not the actual Peanuts, but the cartoon strip. It was created in the 1950s. In fact, it was created in 1950.
Bondi Tunes International, from the golden sands of Bondi Beach, across your world.
Got to tell you, a lot of stuff went on in the 1950s that I didn't know about. The transistor radio, that was a big deal. You know, as a child at the age of 7, my mother bought me a transistor radio, a small little radio. I was so excited because I wanted to be on the old radiogram since the age of 7, so the transistor radio was created in the 1950s. Sputnik, and of course we all know about Sputnik, the Russian rocket that sped into space and frightened the hell out of the Americans. The flight data recorder, the black box, was created in the 50s. And the breathalyzer. And also the hovercraft, a different kind of boat. What else happened in the 1950s? I know there was something big. Oh yeah, credit cards were created in the 1950s. The question is, was that a good thing? What was a good thing was this song, Angel Baby.
Like heaven, been here with you. You're like an angel.
Rosie and the Originals. The Originals, a totally original name for a band, I would proffer. Bondi Tunes Plus play music only from the 1950s, and we're just looking at some of the stuff that happened in the 1950s. The USSR, as it was known as at the time, reintroduced the death penalty for treason, espionage and sabotage. Well, that's kind of going backwards, wouldn't you think? And what else happened? Britain recognised the Communist Government of China. How interesting. Bobby Vinton was in the charts. Of course, he was always in the charts in the 1950s.
She wore blue. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly. Feeling the rapture grow like a flame burning brightly. She left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Syndicated into Europe from Sydney, Australia, this is Bondi Tunes.
Bondi Tunes, playing all over the planet now.
Bye.
people think I'm old-fashioned when I say Gee Whiz. That was a huge hit for Thomas, in the 1950s, where we're playing music from the 1950s and talking about stuff that happened in the 1950s. Popular pastimes included watching movies at the cinema. People still do that. Listening to music on vinyl records, dancing to rock and roll music, going to drive-in theatres, participating in sports like baseball and basketball, if you live mostly in America, reading comic books, playing board games and card games, and socialising at diners and soda fountains.
Vous écoutez Bondi Tunes depuis Sydney en Australie et partout dans le monde. Le soleil ne se couche jamais sur Bondi Tunes.
Bondi Tunes, playing all over the planet. Now!
Some things were not so good in the 1950s, actually. Fights among boys were so common that our fathers taught us how to do it, says this man. How to make a fist, how to fend off blows with your left and then counter with your right. And we never asked or expected teachers or other adults to do anything about it. And also dogs ran loose in most cities. That doesn't happen now. Ray Peterson does, though. Well, he did in the 50s, and Tell Laura I Love Her.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race. $1,000 prize, it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait." He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die." In the chapel, while Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away, it was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she can hear him cry, "Tell Laura I love her.
Peterson and Tell Laura I Love Her. Okay, Ray, I'll tell her. Bondi Tunes Plus play music only from the 1950s, and we're just looking at some events that went on. In the 1950s, the kidney actually was the first human organ to be transplanted successfully. Dr. Richard Lawler, Dr. James West, and Dr. Raymond Murphy, well, I guess they will go down in history. They performed the first successful kidney transplant at Little Company of Mary Hospital, Evergreen Park. And Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers were in the charts with Last Kiss.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She
She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, the car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night. The crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There were people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes. But I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head and she smiled and said, hold me, darling, for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my life, that night. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
That song is quite new to me, despite the fact that it was in the 1950s. My God, we're running out of time. That's J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers and Last Kiss here on Bondi Tunes International. Let's take a listen to Brenda Lee. All Alone Am I.
All alone am I, ever since your goodbye. All alone with just the beat of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Just the lonely beating of my heart. No use in holding other hands, but I'd be holding only emptiness. No use in kissing other lips, or I'd be thinking just of your caress. All alone am I, ever since your goodbye. All alone with just the beat of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Just the lonely beating of my heart.
No other voice can say the words. My heart must hear to ever sing again. The words you used to whisper low.
No other love can ever bring again. All alone am I, ever since you goodbye. All alone with just the beat of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Just the lonely beating of my heart.
What a beautiful singer, Brenda Lee, and All Alone Am I, here on Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music only from the 1950s. Did you know that NASA was founded on July 29th, 1958? That was a crucial moment, especially with the Russians sending Sputnik up into the air, as we were mentioning earlier on. And the Cascades were in the charts.
That it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair? For her to steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only girl I care about is gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
Everyone, you're listening to Bondi Tunes Plus, music from the 40s to the 90s. Did you know we also have a two-hour weekly chat show covering global politics and social issues? We also interview people in the arts, writers, singers, entertainers of all kinds. We have a team of correspondents all over the planet. Brisbane and Melbourne in Australia, Dublin, Ireland, Winnipeg, Canada, San Antonio, Texas, Orlando, Florida, Tel Aviv, Israel, Moscow, and many other places. If there's something important happening anywhere in the world, we're onto it. Bondi Tunes International Chat Show, connecting your world.
Around the world and down your street, Bondi Tunes International.
You've been listening to Bondi Tunes Plus, music from the 40s to the 90s, but we just covered the 1950s exclusively in this hour. My name's Henry, and I live on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
My plea, some way I don't know how. sun never sets on Bondi Tunes.